Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. I praise God that you are with me today for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we'll be coming from 2 Samuel chapters 20 through 24, and we are and continue to read from the New King James Version of the Word of God. We give honor to God this morning, amen, for lifting up our heads in, amen, the land of the living. We give him glory, amen, for his provision on today. Amen. He is providing us, glory to God, with sight on today so that we can see into the depths of the Spirit. Amen. As we read the Word of God, we are learning who we are and who our Lord and Savior is. We are learning of the one who created us all and who destined us all for greatness. However that looks for you, I praise God, amen, that he sees each and every one of us, that the hairs on our heads are numbered, that he understands our circumstance, that he saw the conditions that we were born into. And his intent, his plan was to use those conditions to form us into the greatness, glory to God, that he intended us to be from the very beginning. He has purposed each and every one of us to be in the earth at this time, at this point in history. We were purposed to be here right now. Glory to God. Amen. We give him glory and we give him honor. Amen. Because we have place. Amen, that we ought to be standing in right now. Our feet ought to be firmly planted in the Word of God and in obedience to the Spirit of God in the place that he has situated us to be in. Now, for us, we need to understand where that place is, because we've made a lot of choices on our own. We've gone into a lot of places that we shouldn't have gone. We've met up with a lot of people that perhaps we were not supposed to be with on a long-term basis. Maybe we were just supposed to pass through that area and we decided to stay. Amen. But today is another day. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Not only is the Lord saving our souls on today, but he's saving us from the situations that we have found ourselves in that were not purposed for us. Amen. He has purposed us to be in a certain place at a certain time, in a certain situation, surrounded by a certain people that we are to reach. Amen. And those are the places that we want to be in. Sometimes the trouble that we find ourselves in is because we went in the wrong direction. We were supposed to go left, instead we went right. We were supposed to go right, instead we went left. We were supposed to go right, instead we should have gone straight ahead. Amen. But the Lord is merciful and he is gracious and he will give us a course correction. He will redirect our path. Amen. And that path is always through him. He will shine a light before our path so that we know the direction that we ought to go. Amen. Listen to the voice of the Lord on today. Let us listen and hear clearly what the word of the Lord is saying. Let us listen and hear clearly what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us, even on today. Glory to God. Our healing is in our obedience. Hallelujah. Our breakthroughs are in our obedience. Amen. But first, we must listen. We must hear. Oh, Lord, so that is my prayer today. Amen. That the Lord would open our ears that we hear, open our eyes that we see. Amen. And that he redirect us into the place that we were destined to be so that we are on the right path. Amen. To do that we were destined to do from the very beginning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your mercy and your love and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Oh, Lord, we give glory to you and your majesty. We bow ourselves before the living God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. We bow ourselves before you, Lord God, and we surrender, Lord God, to your will, to your direction, to your control. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Open our eyes, Lord God, that we might see. Oh, Lord, some of us, Lord God, have found ourselves in paths, Lord God, that appeared to be dead ends because we weren't supposed to go that way. Oh, redirect us on today, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, our waywardness. Forgive us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, our sins of commission and sins of omission. Forgive us, Lord, for not heeding the warnings and not heeding your voice and not understanding, Lord God, because we didn't stay in your presence long enough to get the understanding. But here we are, Lord God, and you said, Lord, if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. Lord, you said if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Hallelujah. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, Lord, we confess, Lord God, our disobedience, our hard-headedness, our hard-heartedness. Lord God, turn our stony hearts into hearts of flesh on this morning. Oh, Lord God, and heal our blindness on today that we might see what the Spirit of the Lord is trying to show us even right now. Oh, Lord, open our ears, hear what you are speaking into our spirits right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, reveal, Lord God, give us revelations directly from your throne. Father, in the name of Jesus, direct us, Lord God. Direct us, Lord God, down your path, the way that you would have us to go. Redirect, Lord God. Restore, regenerate, revive, renew, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Set us, Lord God, in the right place, Lord God, with the right people, with those that we are, Lord God, to commune with, those that we're to learn from, those that we are to speak into their lives, Lord God. Send us that way, Lord. We humble ourselves before you, Lord God, understanding and knowing and humbly speaking that you are Lord and there is no other. Jesus is our Lord, the Savior of our lives. Oh, save us, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest, save us, Lord God. Teach us. Teach us, Lord God, the ways of your salvation. Teach us, Lord, how to walk in it, how to speak, Lord God, how to move in it, Lord God, how to bring others through it, Lord God, into it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move in us right now, Lord God. Reestablish us, Lord God, in your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Reestablish us in your will and in your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, open our minds and our hearts to your word on today, Lord God. Give us a new understanding, a clear vision. Lord God, let our hearing be so precise and so clear that we cannot miss your voice, no matter how soft and how sweetly it speaks in our spirits. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, move in us and on us right now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the atmosphere, Lord God, and against every enemy that has come against us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move every obstacle, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we will forever give you the praise and the glory. You deserve the glory and the honor, oh, God. And we bow ourselves before you, giving you glory, giving you honor, oh, Lord, my God, and giving you all the praise for the great things that you have done in each and every one of our lives. Oh, God, you have saved us. You have delivered us. You have broken us out of places, Lord God, that we don't know how we escaped, and yet here we are. We give you glory, Lord God. And your glory we will not give to another because it is yours and yours alone. We give you praise, oh God, on today. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We're reading from 2 Samuel chapters 20 through 24, and we're coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. There happened to be there a rebel whose name was Sheba, the son of Bishri, a Benjamite, and he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no share in David, nor do we have inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tent, O Israel." So every man of Israel deserted David and followed Sheba, the son of Bishri. But the men of Judah from the Jordan as far as Jerusalem remained loyal to their king. Now David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in seclusion and supported them, but did not go in to them. So they were shut up to the day of their death, living in widowhood. And the king said, "Amasa, assemble the men of Judah for me within 3 days, and be present here yourself." So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he delayed longer than the set time which David had appointed him. And David said to Abishai, "Now Sheba, the son of Bishri, will do us more harm than Absalom. Take your Lord's servants and pursue them, lest he find for himself Gepa." So Joab's men with the Genesarites and the Pelethites and all the mighty men went out after him. And they went out of Jerusalem to pursue Sheba, the son of Bishri. When they were at the large stone, which is in Gibeon, Amasa came before them. Now Joab was dressed in battle armor. On it was a belt with a sword fastened to its sheath at his hips. And as he was going forward, it fell out. Then Joab said to Amasa, "Are you in health, my brother?" And Joab took Amasa by the beard with his right hand to kiss him. But Amasa did not notice the sword that was in Joab's hand. And he struck him with it in the stomach, and his entrails poured out on the ground. And he did not strike him again. Thus he was dead. Then Joab and Abishai, his brother, pursued Sheba, the son of Bishri. Meanwhile, one of Joab's men stood near Amasa and said, "Whoever favors Joab and whoever is for David, follow Joab." But Amasa wallowed in his blood in the middle of the highway. And when men saw that all the people stood still, he moved Amasa from the highway to the field and threw a garment over him. When he saw that everyone who came upon him halted, when he was removed from the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue Sheba, the son of Bishri. And he went through all the tribes of Israel to Abel and Beth Makkah and all the Berites. So they were gathered together and also went after Sheba. Then they came and besieged him in Abel of Beth Makkah, and they cast him a siege mound against the city, and it stood by the rampart. And all the people who were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. Then a wise woman cried out from the city, "Hear, hear, please say to Joab, come nearby that I may speak with you." When he had come near to her, the woman said, "Are you Joab?" He answered, "I am." Then she said to him, "Hear the words of your maidservant." And he answered, "I am listening." So she spoke, saying, "They used to talk in former times, saying, they shall surely seek guidance of Abel, and so they would end disputes. I am among the peaceable and faithful in Israel. You seek to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why would you swallow up the inheritance of the Lord?" And Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. That is not so. But a man from the mountains of Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bishri, by name, has raised up his hand against the king, against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city." So the woman said to Joab, "Watch. His head will be thrown to you over the wall." Then the woman in her wisdom went to all the people, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bishri, and threw it out to Joab. Then he blew a trumpet, and they withdrew from the city, every man to his tent. So Joab returned to the king at Jerusalem. And Joab was over all the army of Israel. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Cherethites and the Pelethites. Adoram was in charge of revenue. Jehoshaphat, the son of Elihud, was recorder. Sheva was scribe. Zadok and Abithar were the priests. Abiathar were the priest, and Era, the Jerite, was chief minister under David. Now there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years. Year after year, David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, "It is because Saul and his bloodthirsty house, because he killed the Gibeonites." So the king called the Gibeonites. Now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites. And the children of Israel had sworn protection to them, but Saul had sought to kill them in his zeal for the children of Israel and Judah. Therefore David said to the Gibeonites, "What shall I do for you, and with what shall I make atonement, that you may bless the inheritance of the Lord?" And the Gibeonites said to him, "We will have no silver or gold from Saul or from his house, nor shall you kill any man in Israel for us." So he said, "Whatever you say, I will do for you." They then answered the king, "As for the man who consumed us and plotted against us, that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the territories of Israel, let 7 men of his descendants be delivered to us, and we will hang them before the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, whom the Lord chose." And the king said, "I will give them." But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because of the Lord's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul. So the king took Armoni and Mephibosheth, the two sons of Rizpah, the daughter of whom she bore to Saul, and the 5 sons of Michal, the daughter of Saul, whom she brought up for Adriel, the son of Barzillai, the Mohathites, and he delivered them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them on the hill before the Lord. So they fell, all 7 together, and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the first days, in the beginning of barley harvest. Now Rizpah, the daughter of Ai, took sackcloth and spread it for herself on the rock from the beginning of the harvest until late rains poured on them from heaven. And she did not allow the birds of the air to rest on them by day, nor the beasts of the field by night. And David was told that Rizpah, the daughter of Ai, that the concubine of Saul, had done. Then David went and took the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan, his son, from the men of Jabesh-Gilead, who had stolen them from the street of Bethshan, where the Philistines had hung them up after the Philistines had struck down Saul in Gibeah. So he brought up the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan, his son, from there. And they gathered the bones of those who had been hanged. They buried the bones of Jonathan and Saul and his sons. They buried the bones of Saul and Jonathan, his son, in the country of Benjamin, in Zelah, in the tomb of Kish, his father. So they performed all that the king commanded. And after that, God heeded the prayer for the land. When the Philistines were at war again with Israel, David and his servants with him went down and fought against the Philistines, and David grew faint. Then Ishbi-Benob, who was one of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose bronze spear was 300 shekels, who was bearing a new sword, thought he would kill David. And Abishai, the son of Zeruah, came to his aid and struck the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David swore to him, saying, "You shall go out no more with us to battle, lest you quench the lamp of Israel." Now it happened afterward that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. Then Sibchai, the Hushathite, killed Saph, who was one of the sons of the giant. Again there was war at Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of Jeorgim, the Bethlehemite, killed the brother of Goliath, the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. Yet again there was war at Gath, where there was a man of great stature, who had 6 fingers on his hand and 6 toes on each foot, 24 in number, and he also was born to the giant. So when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother, killed him. There were 4 born to the giant in Gath, and fell by the hand of David, by the hand of his servants. And David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death surrounded me, the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry entered his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and flew. He was seen upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness canopies around him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, coals of fire were kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning bolts, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered of the Lord. At the blast of the breath of his nostrils, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyes. With the merciful, you shall yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you show yourself blameless. With the pure, you show yourself pure. And with the devious, you show yourself shrewd. You shall save the humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty, that you may bring them down. For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against the troops. By my God, I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hand to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. And I have destroyed them and wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet, for you have armed me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They looked, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust of the earth. I trod on them like dirt in the, and I spread them out. You have also delivered me from the strivings of my people. You have kept me as the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. The foreigners submit to me. As soon as they hear, they obey me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let God be exalted, the rock of my salvation. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. He is the tower of salvation to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. Now these are the last words of David. Thus says David, the son of Jesse. Thus says the man raised on high, the anointed of God of Jacob, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God, and he shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Although my house is not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. For this is all my desire. Will he not make it increase? But the sons of rebellion shall all be as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man who touches them must be armed with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in their place. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Josheb Bathsheba, the Tachmonite, chief among the captains. He was called Adino, the Esnite, because he had killed 800 men at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Aholite, one of the three mighty men with David, whom they defied when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated. He arose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand struck to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. The Philistines had gathered together in a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. So the people fled from the Philistines. But he stationed himself in the middle of the field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. Then three of the 30 chief men went down at harvest time and came to David at the cave of Adullam. And the troop of Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David said with longing, "Oh, that someone would give me a drink of water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." So the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem, and that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. And he said, "Far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is this not the blood of men who went in jeopardy of their lives?" Therefore, he would not drink it. These things were done by the three mighty men. Now, Abishai, the son of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of another three. He lifted his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name among these three. Was he not the most honored of three? Therefore, he became their captain. However, he did not attain to the first three. Benaiah was the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man from Kabzeel, who had done many deeds. He had killed two lion-like heroes of Moab, who also had gone down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit on a snowy day. And he killed an Egyptian, a spectacular man. The Egyptian had a spear in his hand. So he went down to him with a staff, wrestled the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did and won a name among three mighty men. He was more honored than the 30, but he did not attain to the first three. And David appointed him over his guard. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammah, the Haradite, Elika, the Haradite, Helez, the Palatite, Ira, the son of Ikish, the Tekladite, Ebiazer, the Anathothite, Mebunai, the Hushite, Zalman, the Ahithite, Mahari, the Netophathite, Heleb, the son of Benah, the Netophathite, Ittai, the son of Ribai, from Gibeah, of the children of Benjamin, Benaiah, a Parathonite, Hittai, from the brook of Kash, Abai Abon, the Arbethite, Esmaveth, the Barhumite, Eliabe, the Shalbanite, of the sons of Jeshon, Jonathan, Shammah the Herathite, Eliam the son of Zerar, the Heshbai, the son of a Nekathite, Eliam the son of Ehithophel, the Gilonite, and Heshri the Carmelite, Perai the Abrite, Egil the son of Nathan of Zobah, Beni the Gadite, Zelek, the Ammonite, Nahari, the Beerothite, armor-bearer of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Ira, the Ithrite, Gareb, the Ithrite, and Uriah, the Hittite, 37 in all. Again, the anger of the Lord was roused against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, go number Israel and Judah to Joab, the commander of the army who was with him. Now go throughout all the tribes of Israel from Dan to Beersheba and count the people, that I may know the number of the people. And Joab said to the king, now may the Lord your God add to the people 100 times more than there are, and may the eyes of my lord the king see it. But why does my lord the king desire this thing? Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captains of the army. Therefore, Joab and the captains of the army went out from the presence of the king to count the people of Israel. And they crossed over Jordan and camped at Aroer, on the right side of the town, which is in the midst of the ravine of Gad, and towards Jezer. Then they came to Gilead and to the land of Tavtim Hoshi. They came to Dan Jan and around to Sidon, and they came to the stronghold at Tyre and to all the cities of the Hivites and the Canaanites. Then they went out of South Judah as far as Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of the 9 months and 20 days. Then Joab gave the sum of the number of the people to the king. And there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men who drew the sword. And the men of Judah were 500,000 men, had numbered the people. So David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now I pray, O Lord, take away the iniquity of your servants, for I have done very foolishly. Now when David arose in the morning, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, go and tell David, thus says the Lord, I offer you three things. Choose one of them for yourself, that I may do it to you. So Gad came to David and told him, and he said to him, shall 7 years of famine come to you and your land, or shall you flee 3 months before your enemies while they pursue you, or shall there be 3 days of plague in your land? Now consider and see what answer I will take back to him who sent me. And David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Please let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. But do not let me fall into the hands of man. So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel from the morning until the appointed time. From Dan to Beersheba, 70,000 men of the people died. And when the angel stretched out his hand over Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the destruction and said to the angel who was destroying the people, "It is enough. Now restrain your hand." And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. Then David spoke to the Lord when he saw the angel who was striking the people and said, "Surely I have sinned and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, be against me and against my father's house." And Gad came that day to David and said to him, "Go up, erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite." So David, according to the word of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. Now Araunah looked and saw the king and his servants coming toward him. So Araunah went out and bowed before the king and with his face to the ground. Then Araunah said, "Why has my lord the king come to his servant?" And David said, "To buy the threshing floor from you, to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be withdrawn from the people." Now Araunah said to David, "Let my lord the king take and offer up whatever seems good to him. Look, here are oxen for burnt sacrifice and threshing implements and the yokes of oxen for wood. All these, O king, Araunah has given to the king." And Araunah said to the king, "May the Lord your God accept you." Then the king said to Araunah, "No, but I will surely buy it from you for a price, nor will I offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God with that which cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord heeded the prayers for the land, and the plague was withdrawn from Israel. I have read and you have heard from 2 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. In Jesus' name I pray. I hope that you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.